It's time for the IMA doctors to take house calls. Call now, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346, where you get answers to any healthcare question. This is the all-new House Calls segment with the physicians from IMA Healthcare.
Dr. Mark Yohe is here, and today we've been focusing on insomnia, but it's time for House Calls, 237-5948, 800-880-5346. You can also email us at studio@kfgo.com.
Call in and get some expert advice on symptoms, treatment options, or medications you may be taking. Phones are ringing. Brad is in the waiting room. And Brad, you're on the IMA Doctor Show with Dr. Mark Yohe. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I need a CPAP machine, and it's really helped me to sleep, but I still find myself taking a Motrin PM every night, just one of them. Is that good for me or bad for me in the long haul?
You know, in the long haul, I don't think it's that bad for you. You're dealing with probably Motrin's ibuprofen, and then the PM portion is Benadryl. So you could actually, you know, if you don't need the pain medicine, then just taking some plain Benadryl would actually work. Benadryl typically is not addictive. So it's an antihistamine that's used, but the main side effect is drowsiness. That's why it's used with an insomnia formulation. So you could actually get rid of the Motrin portion if you don't have a pain issue.
Oh, great. That's good news. I've been feeling bad about taking it every night, but it really does help. So thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. So then I suppose Tylenol PM would be acetaminophen and Benadryl.
Yep, correct. So a lot of people think they need the Tylenol PM brand or the Advil PM, but really those portions are if you're having pain, if you've got joint pain or something, it'll help with that. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have pain at night, just plain Benadryl will work.
Are there over-the-counter aids, sleep aids that you should avoid?
Not that I'm aware of. Most of them, the FDA has proven safe if they're over-the-counter. You may have to be careful with herbal supplements and making sure that those are okay because they're not regulated by the FDA. Mm-hmm. Okay. But melatonin is quite popular and seems to help.
If you have any questions for Dr. Mark Yohe, 237-5948, 800-880-5346. Well, what's going around, doctor? What are you seeing a lot of at IMA Healthcare?
There's been a lot of upper respiratory infections. Lots of tick bites are starting to come in, and people are getting concerned about potential for Lyme's disease and other, you know, tick-borne illnesses, especially now as things are getting hot.
We're getting some calls here. It looks like we have Jeannie. Jeannie, you're on with Dr. Mark Yohe. Please call. Or yes, please go ahead.
Okay. My husband really month of days 7 to 7, the next month 7 to 7 night. Now, he's usually indoors, and I was wondering if the control room where he's at were to have the lights that give you the like the happy light, the sad type of light, you know?
Yes.
Would those kinds of bulbs help those people while they're on nights because they don't ever even see daylight? Like in the winter, they come and
good question. And seasonal affective disorder
yeah.
lights?
You know, I'm not positive if that's going to work. I've never seen a study that's had that as an underlying study option. So I don't know. I mean, I think it would probably be a benefit. If they have any tendency towards the seasonal affective, that certainly may be of more benefit. But I've never seen anything that has, you know, come out formally to indicate that. But he's talking about a difficult issue.
Yeah, indeed. We have Jerry and Lisa standing by, one to talk about snoring and one about medication. Stand by in the waiting room. Pick up a magazine. We'll get right back to you here.
This is the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO. Dr. Mark Yohe is our guest for the hour, and we'll take more house calls coming up in the second half hour here on KFGO. IMA Healthcare is in the Goldmark Office Park just east of Doolittle's at imahealthcare.com and at 280-2033.
One show cares about your health. One show cares about your body. IMA Doctors, live in studio with Jack and Sandy. It's straight talk and honest answers to your healthcare questions from the team of doctors at IMA Healthcare.
Dr. Mark Yohe is here today on KFGO from IMA Healthcare, which is focused on whole person preventive and specialized medical care. It is house calls time on KFGO, and we've got callers ready to go.
People in the waiting room ready to see you, Dr. Jerry, you're on the IMA Doctor Show.
Hi. Say, my question has to do with snoring. I snore, not all the time. Generally, I guess if it's, according to my wife, I've been a little more tired. Is it unhealthy to snore? Sometimes I snore louder than I do other times also.
Snoring can be unhealthy if you stop breathing. You know, some people snore, but they don't have any what we call apneas, which is where you would actually stop breathing. Those are what are concerning, is when you stop the breathing at night. So, you know, if you're doing some snoring, you know, that can be a normal physiologic thing. But if you're stopping breathing is what your wife needs to pay attention to, because that could indicate sleep apnea. And that can lead to low oxygen in the blood at night, which can really increase risk of heart disease, as well as increase, you know, cardiovascular risk. So that's what would need to be treated.
So you'd have to do one of those sleep studies, I suppose.
Sleep study, yep.
I mean, when my husband did his, I think he stopped breathing more than 40 times an hour.
Oh, yeah.
That's almost every minute. It's pretty serious.
Yep, exactly.
Let's see what is on Lisa's mind. You're on KFGO with Dr. Mark Yohe. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi. I had an unexpected hysterectomy, and I have about 5 packs of untouched birth control pills, and I have a whole bottle of oxycodone that they gave me that I haven't used from the surgery, and I hate to just throw them away. Is there some group or something that, I don't know, goes overseas or whatever that I could give these to?
There is a an organization in town, and I cannot think of, I think it's called HERO, and HERO is an organization where they will take medical supplies and I think drugs, and they will take that to needy areas. One option would be to talk to the pharmacy, as they may have options as well. You know, if it's the birth control, that's probably packaged and they can see that it hasn't been tampered with, and they may put that back into a repository for people who have low income who could just get it for free. So there are options from that perspective. So I'd either talk to the pharmacy or contact the group HERO.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good luck. Phone numbers are 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. We started this hour talking about insomnia. And if you have any questions about that, symptoms or treatment options or medications, your phone calls are welcome at KFGO. And you can also email us as well. But you can call us about any medical issue you may have.
Let's try our hand at some emails. Betty has chronic lower back pain. Chiropractor didn't seem to help. Do I just have to live with it?
It depends on, you know, what's been done. If you haven't had x-rays, that's probably a starting point. Most people, you know, either respond to the chiropractic or don't. And if they haven't, then there could be some just degenerative changes which are leading to mechanical low back pain. And it can be something where just some Tylenol or ibuprofen may help treat it when it's severe. Some people, if there's a combination of muscle spasms involved, a muscle relaxer may be a benefit as well.
Can menopause symptoms come back after they've been gone for like 5 years?
I think it can vary. Some people, you know, if there's a change in hormones or stress level, certainly they could get a recurrence of some symptoms.
Here's another email. This one from Dave. My knee clicks. I don't have much pain, but wondering if it'll get worse. What might be going on?
Often, you know, people will hear some clicking in their joints. It's typically not to something to be overly concerned about. You want to be more concerned if there's pain associated with it. Sometimes clicking can lead to, there could be a cartilage issue. So there can be issues with it, but it may be just some underlying, you know, beginnings of some arthritic changes.
If you broke your kneecap, for example, could you still be walking on it?
Oh, yes.
You could?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, your knee. Wow. If your kneecap is aligned, you know, you may not notice it other than pain.
Another email comes in, a 58-year-old male, played a lot of sports. He was a catcher in baseball. My knees are starting to bother me, stiffening up. And will glucosamine, and he knew how to spell it too, and chondroitin help?
Yeah, it's a starting point. They've done studies that indicate that glucosamine and chondroitin will help build cartilage. Often, you know, we're seeing it used in people who are getting into their 50s and 60s, are starting it even into their 70s and 80s. I personally think, you know, they should try doing some studies when they're younger. You know, if we're maintaining or building cartilage at a younger age, when your body has the ability to do it better, it certainly may be a benefit. The one caveat to it is don't quit the medication for at least 3 months. You need to give it a 3-month trial prior to determining whether it works or doesn't.
All right. Very interesting. Robert, you're on KFGO IMA Doctor Show.
Good morning. I'm a 65-year-old male, and I had a colonoscopy 6 years ago, and everything was fine. As far as I know, there's no history of colon cancer in my family. I was just wondering what you recommend that how often a person my age should have that.
The guidelines would indicate once every 10 years if you had a normal colonoscopy. So if you're 6 years out, you've got 4 more years. Colon cancer, if caught early, is very, very treatable. It can be a simple surgery where they just have to resect the area with no chemotherapy or radiation involved. So it's very important, I feel, to keep up with those screenings. But the nice thing about it is it's slow growing. So once every 10 years if the colonoscopy was normal.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Robert. Dr. Yohe, we're on a roll. Thank you very much for joining us. We have a few more minutes with you. Stick around. Need a little water?
Pretty good.
Okay.
237-5948, 800-880-5346. And you can email us at studio@kfgo.com. This is the IMA Healthcare Show with IMA Doctors on KFGO.